Hello and welcome once again to Come All Ye Folk Music on Community Radio 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales. I'm Bruce Cameron and we'll start with one from, I think they're from Edinburgh, this group. They're called Stairhead Gossip. Stairhead as in the top of the stairs, stairhead. So if you stand up there and just chat away to your friends, you could be gossiping.
There was a little king, and he was a little rascal, oh. First he built a house, and then he built a castle, oh. At least he gave the orders to all his little workers, oh. He sat on his throne, a-sippin' his red wine, oh. Saying, I am the king of the castle, oh, and you are the dirty wee rascal, oh, I am the king of the castle, oh, and you are the dirty wee rascal, oh, oh. Well, the castle, it grew bigger and the workers, they grew smaller, oh. The more the king grew fat, the more he gave his orders, oh. Until the job was done, he threw a big party, oh, invited all his friends, but none of them were workers, oh. Saying, I am the king of the castle, oh, and you are the dirty wee rascal, oh. I am the king of the castle, oh, and you are the dirty wee rascal, oh. The feast went on for hours and everyone grew fatter, oh. Still they gorged themselves, for that was in their nature, oh. Until there was a bang that was heard for miles around, oh. The castle fell to pieces like a castle built of sand, oh. I am the king of the castle, oh, and you are the dirty wee rascal, oh. I am the king of the castle, oh, and you are the dirty wee rascal, oh. There's some say the bang, it was caused by the workers, oh. Some say it was stomachs that could simply hold no more, oh. Others say they fear that there always will be bangs, oh, as long as some eat all, while others must grow hungry, oh. I am the king of the castle, oh, and you are the dirty wee rascal, oh. I am the king of the castle, oh, and you are the dirty wee rascal, oh. I am the king of the castle, oh, and you are the dirty wee rascal, oh. I am the king of the castle, oh, and you are the dirty wee rascal, oh.
Yes, let that be a warning to you. That's the king of the castle opening Come All Ye for today, a group called Stairhead Gossip. A song composed by Colm Sands, Northern Irish singer-composer, man of great talent. Fairport Convention next, an old album, not often played on this program. There's a few good tracks on it, some quite silly.
Bring me back my feathers, else I cannot fly. Bring me back my feathers, else I'll surely die. Bring me back my feathers, let me fly away to the warm lands over the sea. Bring my feathers back to me. Bring me back my sweetheart, else I cannot live. Bring me back my sweetheart, anything I'd give. Bring me back my sweetheart, I'll kiss her wildly, and then I'll take her to my bed. My sweetheart back to me. Bring me back my sweetheart, bring her back to me. Bring me back my sweetheart, oh how happy I will be. Bring me back my tears, else I cannot cry. Bring me back my tears, for look, I only sigh. Bring me back my tears, or dry my eyes will be, and I will only know of joy when you bring them back to me. Bring me back my tears, bring them back to me. Bring me back my tears, oh how happy I will be. Footsteps, else I cannot tread. Bring me back my footsteps, or I may as well be dead. Bring me back my footsteps, or I never will be free. Never again to walk this land. Bring my footsteps back to me. Bring me back my footsteps, bring them back to me. Bring me back my footsteps, oh how happy I will be. Else I cannot fly. Bring me back my feathers, else I surely die. Bring me back my feathers, and I can fly away to the warm lands over the seas. Bring my feathers back to me. Bring me back my feathers, bring them back to me. Bring me back my feathers, oh how happy I will be.
Bring me back my feathers. Bit of a Daedalus and Icarus vibe to that one, but unaccountably including the American tune, Angeline the Baker, and changing keys all the way through it.
May the Lord upon high, who rules the sky, look down on our palms and barns. For the people therein, both the women and men, are neglecting their pints and their GRs. The cracket is bad and the atmosphere sad. Every man has a face like a mule, and all he can do is grab an old cue and start playing a game of pool. Now when I was a boy, it was always me joy to visit the pump each night. There was arguments, scraps and killings perhaps, and everyone thought he was right. There was badgers and dogs and men from the bongs, and young fellas acting the tool. And now there's no crack, for every man Jack has his arse in the air playing pool. To the rural alehouse, after milking the cows, all the customers made their way. And there they would dwell and drink till they fell, while the fiddles and pipes they did play. Ah, the jigs and the reels and the rattling of heels, and the polkas and slides were the rule. Ah, but now there's no chance of a tune or a dance, for everyone's playing that pool. Now this pool you will find is a game designed for a foolish illiterate lout. You put in for a bob and you turn an L knob, and a big shower of balls come out. They're placed on the table, and then if you're able, you knock them back into some holes. More money goes in, you start over again, and you lose every bob of your dole. In the Irish Free State, all the people are barred from playing and watching this game. In their necks they have creaks which no doctors can fix, and their backs and their shoulders are maimed, and their arses protrude in a manner most lewd from being hoisted aloft in the air, and their eyeballs are sore and dripping with gore, and they act in a manner most queer. So if you see a young man, and his face it is wan, and his eyes have a vacant stare, and his jawbone is slack, and his head is thrown back, and he can't tell a calm from a mare, with his nostrils dilated, and his head corrugated, and his manners like those of a fool, on your shirt you can bet that you have just met a man gone mad from playing that pool.
I never realised it was so dangerous. The game of pool, that's Derry Farrell. Wonderful voice. Cast your mind back 30-odd years. If you came from Sydney and you were into progressive folk music, I suppose you could say, you might remember a post-punk group called Roaring Jack. I say post-punk advisedly. Alistair Hewlett, of course, was the leader of that group. Another member was Steph Miller. And Steph Miller these days occasionally turns out with a group called Railplane. A railplane was a vehicle that ran on overhead tracks driven by propellers. And for some reason, the Sydney group have called themselves Railplane. And here's a track called Burning Trains.
Fill up the cup and pass it on through winter chill and summer storm. Free falling fast, no safety net, with friend and foe, no sad regret. Ashes and the flames, trees carved with symbols and names. The silos dry, the burning trains, the embers at your door. Curtains drawn, the cattle blind, all turn away, we've seen no crime. Skin it blisters the false and lies are taken to the grave. Fill up the cup and pass it on through winter chill and summer storm. Free falling fast, no safety net, with friend and foe, no sad regret. Go out when the temples fall and faith in doubt. Will you still wear the crown of thorns as you push up to the wire? The lanes are full of hounds and thieves. A beggar's life spent on his knees. The weaver's scheme and the schemer's weave through streets of Midas gold. Fill up the cup and pass it on through winter chill and summer storm. Free falling fast, no safety net, with friend and foe, no sad regret. Go on.
the loudest voice, the largest stone. But never drown a fellow soul in a guilt sack that you've made. Fill up the cup and pass it on through winter chill and summer storm. Free falling fast, no safety net, with friend and foe, no sad regret. Fill up the cup and pass it on through winter chill and summer storm. Free falling fast, no safety net, with friend and foe, no sad regret.
A song called Burning Trains from the Sydney group Railplane, featuring Steph Miller, who used to be in Roaring Jack, and a sound there quite reminiscent of Roaring Jack, wasn't it? Next one goes back a lot further than Roaring Jack. It's from the days of Calypso, when Calypso in the Caribbean was a big thing, a big deal, long replaced by reggae, I guess. Back in the 50s and thereabouts, you had lots of strange songs. There's a couple of strange songs so far in the program, and there might be more to come. The lyrics go, in part, "It was a bacchanalia spree, but for animals only." This is Donkey Must Wear Pants.
A bacchanal on spree, but for animals only. Whole lot of bacchanal on spree, but for animals only. There are champagne, gin and whiskey. It was the birth night of the monkey. All animals got invitation, but at the door they refused donkey admission. Oh lad, no, oh, donkey, you can't come in with spree. Donkey asked them why. They say you ain't dressed properly. No, oh, donkey, you better go to France. If you want to come in with dance, go home and pull on your pants. I stood up outside wondering why they won't let Donkey in. He was dressed quite showsily, hair and suit all pressed for the party. Donkey cursed that night when they won't let him in. He wanted to fight. It's when he stooped down his den. I see they had a right to refuse the donkey. Oh lad, no, oh, donkey, you can't come in with spree. Donkey asked them why. They say you ain't dressed properly. No, donkey, you better go to France. If you want to come in with dance, go home and put on your pants. This time Donkey turned in peace when he saw all his friends in the feast. Ram Goat was in the gathering, Monkey and Elephant started dancing. But what got Donkey blue when he saw his cousin Mule in there too? They are from the same family. Still that night they refused the donkey. Oh lad, no, donkey, you can't come in with spree. Donkey asked them why. They say you ain't dressed properly. No, donkey, you better go to France. If you want to come in with dance, go home and pull on a pants. This time Fetnow in full swing, still they won't let Donkey in. Donkey stand up in the dew, shame for sure, he will know what to do. So he came to a conclusion, right away to break up the function. That night Donkey beat people, from below he waist, he drag out the bull whistle. Oh lad, no, donkey, you can't come in with spree. Donkey asks them why. They say you ain't dressed properly. No, donkey, you better go to France. If you want to come in with dance, go home and put on your pants. Mm-hmm.
go home and put on your pants. Donkey must wear pants. That's Nat Hepburn from an album called Hellish Calypso. Bacchanali spree, but for animals only. Right, we'll resume more normal service now. This is a very fine fiddle player from Alabama named James Bryan, accompanied by Carl Jones, who's been heard on the program quite often with as an accompanist with various people, including his wife, who's also a very fine fiddle player, Erin Marshall. This tune's called Messenger.
I know.
That's a pretty song, isn't it? It was composed by Andy Hunter. It sounds like an old song, but it's not. Andy Hunter composed that. It was sung there by Janice Burns from an album she recorded with Joe Doran called No More the Green Hills, and I think it was a featured album on the program some time ago. The accompaniment on mandolin was from Joe Doran, and he also plays... No, it wasn't. Janice Burns played mandolin, Joe Doran played guitar. A nice album. I should come back to that more often. One more, then it's time for the featured album. This is another bit of a mix-up of tunes. Now, we've heard the fine English folk rock band Fairport Convention early in the program today. Well, Dave Swarbrick had left Fairport Convention by the time that album came out, and he went on to form a group called Whippersnapper, and they recorded a couple of albums. Chris Leslie and Martin Jenkins and Kevin Dempsey were in that group with Swarbrick. And this is a track from their album called Promises. It's called John Gowdy. With it, we'll hear John Broke the Prison Door and then bits of a Scottish tune. Jack Broke the Prison Door.
So it's told. And then there's the crowd in Lubbock town, his fiddle unheeded hold. They've danced it up and they've danced it down as he fiddled the tunes around. Of all the players in Shetland bars, no better could be found.
When John broke the prison door, the jailer hadn't seen his life before. He ran back to the Leverick shore and wrote himself a tune. When John broke the prison door, the jailer hadn't seen his life before. He ran back to the Leverick shore and wrote himself a tune.
John had his eye on a fair young girl that lived not far away. His were not the only eyes, so the rumours say. It happened down the Sandwich mines, viewing the copper bed.
He ran back to the Leverick shore and wrote himself a tune.
It struck him such a fearful blow, weakening his mind. It left him with his fiddling still and a job he couldn't find. And now he was prone to a fearful range like the heat of the blazing sun. He would warn friends nearby, find a coming on.
When John seen his mind before, he ran back to the Leverick shore and wrote himself a tune.
One day while in Lerwick town on Commercial Street, he was fiddling between the trance and the half napkin when he felt this terrible heat. He was seized by many hands and locked in the toll booth. For under Sergeant Nichols' eye, his fury tried to
the Leverick shore and wrote himself a tune.
Waking up on the prison floor, his temper got much worse. Beating and stamping behind the door, he began to swear and curse. Pushing them with all of his strength, door at last gave way. He ran and he ran across the fields at home he meant to stay.
When John broke the prison door, jailer hadn't seen his life before. He ran back to the Leverick shore and wrote himself a tune. When John broke the prison door, the jailer hadn't seen his life before. He ran back to the Leverick shore and wrote himself a tune. When John broke the prison door, the jailer hadn't seen his life before. He ran back to the Leverick shore and wrote himself a tune.
When John broke the prison door, the jailer hadn't seen his like before. He ran back to the Leatherwick shore and wrote himself a tune.
Goodness, you can have a lot of fun with a mandolin, can't you? Or two mandolins, even more better. That was a group called Whippersnapper, featuring Dave Swarbrick, Chris Leslie, Martin Jenkins and Kevin Dempsey. Might have been Swarbrick playing mandolin along with Martin Jenkins there towards the end, through that rapid version of Jack Broke the Prison Door Shetland tune in at the end of John Gowdy and John Broke the Prison Door. All very confusing. So confusing that we'll say goodbye to them and say hello to Phil Beer. Phil Beer has provided the featured album on the program today. Not that he's aware of that. It's called Mando Rock 2000 Live. And it came out of an earlier recording that he made with his Phil Beer band back in 2000. It wasn't released until some years later. Well, anyway, here it is, with Phil Beer playing fiddle, guitar, mandolin, of course, acoustic bass on a track or two, and singing, Nick Quamby playing bass, Steve Cricket playing drums, Charlotte Ayrton playing guitar, Gareth Turner playing melodeon, and on one track, Chris Weil and Julie Matthews come in to lend some fine vocals. Now, they're not necessarily strictly folk songs, and they're certainly mostly not traditional. In fact, I think there might only be one, two reworked traditional songs on the album. The first one comes from Robbie Robertson, or the pen of Robbie Robertson, who was one of the leading lights in the band. You'll know it. It was a pop song at one point, but here it is from Phil Beer and his band, featured album on Come All Ye, Mando Rock 2000 Live.
Crime of having no dough. Here I am now out on the street.
Nice ending. The Shape I'm In from the featured album today. This is an offering from the Phil Beer band, Mando Rock 2000 Live. Phil Beer's name may be familiar to regular listeners of this program because he has been involved with Steve Knightley in a mostly duo, Show of Hands. He's a multi-instrumentalist. The man's quite brilliant, playing lots and lots of instruments. I've given you a list of them that he plays on this album earlier. What can I tell you? He comes from Devon. He might even still live there, I don't know. He has played a lot of session work and he's done all sorts of, worked with all sorts of people. He was even on a Rolling Stones album, Steel Wheels. That's Phil Beer. So, more from Phil Beer in just a little while. Here's Eliza Carfi.
Now the first came to court was a captain from sea. Your ship shall be loaded with jewels, said he. On my life, gold or silver, I'll give it to thee if you tell me your father, my darling Betsy. Now the next came to court was a dashing young knight. He offered her riches and jewels shining bright. For my life, gold or silver, I'll give it to thee if you tell me your father, my darling Betsy. But a young squire of Essex, whose wealth was not small, he was the third suitor and proper withal. For my life, gold or silver, I'll give it to thee. Just tell me, your father, my darling Betsy.
good father to his darling Betsy. Roll on, says the captain, fork her I won't take. Roll on, says the knight, now it's you I'll forsake. Hold on, says the squire, go, let us agree. Will you come to my home now, my darling Betsy? Why then, says the squire, for better or worse, I weigh not my love by the weight of her purse. I her beauty is beauty in every degree. Will you come to my arms now, my darling Betsy?
Eliza Carthy from the album Conversations We've Had Before. The Blind Beggar of Bethnal Green, with Eliza Carthy playing accordion, Saul Rose, and the guitarist is David Delar. Jim McQuarrie, late singer from the south coast of New South Wales, originally from Canada, joins the program now with a song composed by Cy Khan called What Will I Leave? And after that, I'm going to play another one from the featured album. Another one that you may recognise if you're of a certain age.
Late in the evening, as light fades away, in silence we gather together, searching the faces of those who are here, for those who have left us forever. What will I leave? What will I leave? What will I leave behind? When I am gone, who'll carry on? What will I leave behind? Where are the ones who caught the flame in the night? Fired up by the heat of devotion, living their lives by the light of the truth, like a lamp they have burned on the ocean. What will I leave?
on the first day of July. The farmer, he questioned me until I nearly cried. All the questions he asked me, they made me shake with fear. All about the colour of my toilet roll and if my brother's queer. Here's your gold watch and your shackles for your chains and your piece of paper to say I left insane. And if you've a son who wants a good career, you just get him to sign on the dotted line. Work for 50 years. He asked me how many jobs I'd had before. Nearly had a heart attack when I told him four. Four jobs in 20 years, all this can never be. Only take on men who work until they die. Here's your gold watch, your shackles for your chains, and your piece of paper. Say I left you sane. And if you've a son who wants a good career, you just get him to sign on the dotted line. Work for 50 years. He took me outside to where the gravestone stood in line. This is where we'll bury you in quicksand and in lime. And if you want to work for us, then you must agree. They'll only take on men who work until they die. Here's your gold watch and your shackles for your chains. And your piece of paper, say I left you sane. And if you've a son who wants a good career, you just get him to shine on the dotted line. Well, for 50 years. You'll be surprised to hear I did not want no a job upon that board. You know, I just wanted to take a broom, sweep their bloody floor. Here's your gold watch, your shackles for your chains, and your piece of paper, say I left you sane. And if you've a son who wants a good career, you just get him to sign on the dotted line. Get him to sign on the dotted line. Sign on the dotted line. Work for 50 years.
Well, does that ring any bells? If you were a fan of Donovan a long time ago, you might recognise that. It's called Gold Watch Blues. It was written by Mick Softly, who was quite a mover and a shaker in the early days of the folk revival. And there it turns up on what is very much a Phil Beer record. It's the Phil Beer band, but he's very much in charge of the sound, I think. Phil Beer playing fiddle, guitar, mandolin, occasionally acoustic bass, and doing most of the singing. That's the featured album on Come All Ye Today. And earlier we heard from Jim McQuarrie, much more sonorous sort of song, What Will I Leave, composed by Cy Khan. And if you recognise the harmony vocals, they were provided by Ruth Hazelton, and also the guitar and fiddle solos from the producer of the record, Dave O'Neill. Not bad whistle playing at all, is it? And he's an even better bagpiper. That's Eddie Seaman from an album called Tirade by Eddie and Luke. That's who they call themselves, Eddie Seaman and Luke McNally. Luke McNally, fine guitar accompaniment there, sort of in the style of Peary Willie Johnson, who introduced jazz accompaniment to Shetland music. The two tunes played there were The Tailor's Twist and The Independent, both traditional and both really rather good. It's a long time since I've played anything by Jackson Browne on the program, but he's written some wonderful songs over the years. This one is called The Dreamer. It's a co-write. He wrote it with David Hidalgo, member of Los Lobos, a group from Los Angeles, and Eugene Rodriguez. He's a member of Los Cenzotles. This album, called Downhill From Everywhere, came out in 2021. The song is The Dreamer.
Just a child when she crossed the border to reunite with her father, who had traveled north to support her so many years before. She left half her family behind with a crucifix to remind her. She pledged her future to this land and does the best that she can do. I don't ever
fly on columns of the moon.
Baby,
Perhaps I should have told you a little more about that. It's called The Dreamer, and including lyrics sort of asking where did dreams come from. And the song concerns the US deporting a Mexican girl. Imagine. Can you imagine them doing such a thing? Impossible. Never happened this day and age, would it?
Chickens in the garden.
That's the title track from an album called Laugh and Grow Fat by the Ilmo Boys. Ilmo, I-L-L for Illinois, and M-O for Missouri, because I guess that's where they all come from. Laugh and Grow Fat. And before that, they sang Farmer's Daughter, a song which originated, I guess, in the UK, because certainly the Watersons recorded it as Treat My Daughter Decent, probably 50 years ago. The American version we heard there called Farmer's Daughter. You're listening to Come All Ye, and I'll play another one now from the featured album, and it's one of the rare traditional tracks on the album. It's called Adieu, Sweet Lovely Nancy.
Here's a Jew, sweet, lovely Nancy, 10,000 times a Jew. While I'm bound across the ocean, seek for something new. Come change your ring with me, dear girl, come change your ring with me. That it might be a token of true love when I am on the sea.
And when I'm upon the sea, you know not where I am. Kind letters I will write to you from every foreign land. The secrets of your
Club. Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Goodbye. That was Adieu, Sweet Lovely Nancy from the featured album, which is called Mando Rock 2000 Live. And all those people applauding there at the end of that track, presumably, were live. We'll come back to that for another few tracks, at least two, before we close up shop today. This is another English one, Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage with Sweet Nightingale. Good effort, I reckon. Sweet Nightingale, performed there by Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage. I probably played that track when that album, Ink of the Rosy Morning, was the featured album on Come All Ye. You are listening to Come All Ye. I'm going to play two tracks by a group called Harvest Moon Band. First one is called My Dream. It's a tune from musician Bill Case from Mount Gambier. Then we'll hear a song called The Reedy Lagoon, which was a poem originally published in the 1890s, a poem written by a fellow named Jimmy Connors. Don't think he played tennis. He might have. My Dream first, and then The Reedy Lagoon from Harvest Moon Band. Nice album called In Some Old Shed.
Sweet-scented wattle spreads perfume around, enticing the birds and the bees. As I lie here and rest in a fern-covered nest, neath the shade of a carrageon tree, high up in the air I can hear the refrain of a butcher bird piping its tune. While spring in her glory has come back again to the banks of the reedy lagoon. Thank you. Louis, for many's the mile. My boots are worn out at the toes, and I'm dressing this season in different style from what I did last year, God knows. My cooking utensils, I'm sorry to say, consist of a knife and a spoon. But there's bread, beef and tea in that battered jack shay by the banks of the reedy lagoon. The one with the dark, dreamy eyes. She pillows her head on another man's breast. He tells her the very same lies. My bed she would hardly be willing to share, as I camp by the light of the moon. But it's little I care, for it's hard to keep square by the banks of the reedy lagoon. Lord, how he could rhyme. And Johnny, the kind-hearted boy, they tell me that lately he's taken a bride, the Benedict's life to enjoy. And Big Mac, the Scotsman, I once heard him say that he'd wrestled the famous Muldoon. But they're all far away, and I'm lonely today by the banks of the reedy lagoon.
Learned to rope and ride and be handy with a gun. War broke out between the states and they joined up with Cantrell. It was over in Clay County. Frank and Joseph finally learned to get. Granted, and as outlaws they did ride. They rode against the railroads, they rode against the banks, they rode against the government. Never once did they ask for a word of thanks. Keep on riding, 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 Frank and Jesse James. Keep on riding, 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 till they create your name. Keep on riding, 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 through the prairies and the plains. Keep on riding, 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 Frank and Sparrow took the life of James the Elder, but she snuck up on and stole. No one knows just how they came to be misunderstood. Those bombers are if farmers knew. Rankin just said they did the best they could.
The Phil Beer Band again from the featured album today, Mando Rock 2000 Live, song written by Warren Zevon. Frank and Jesse James. I think I might have said earlier in the program, it's a very eclectic range of music on this featured album today. We've had already songs associated with the band, Robbie Robertson's song The Shape I'm In, one recorded and made very successful by Donovan called Gold Watch Blues. Then a traditional song, A Deuce Sweet Lovely Nancy. Then Warren Zevon's Frank and Jesse James. I'll have time, I think, for one more, and it's going to be a song that Jimmy Buffett wrote many years ago. But we've got things to do before then. We've got to sing The Travels with the Silly Sisters, Maddie Pryor and June Tabor.
I'll met my brothers dear all along the highway riding, so solemn I was walking along. So pray come tell to me what calling yours may be, and I'll have you for a servant man, some servant and to eat the very best of meat, such as cock, goose, caper.
Maddie Pryor and June Tabor, who performed for a while as Silly Sisters. That was from an album called Silly Sisters, singing The Travels. The two Silly Sisters had a pretty good backing band for that album. Martin Carthy, Nick Jones, Tony Hall, Andy Irvine, Johnny Moynihan and Danny Thompson. If you know anything about the folk musicians that are played frequently on this program and others, you might know all those names. You're listening to Come All Ye, and the next two tracks go back even further than that last one, which came from the mid-70s. The next two come from an album called Songs from Queensland, and it was released on the Wattle label sometime in the 60s, I think. Might have even been the late 50s. The first one is Charlie Sailor's Woman Song. Charlie Sailor provided this tune to a collector in the 1930s, and it's called Woman Song because it was slightly unusual. It was a song that women could join in. So, good on you, Charlie Sailor. And we'll hear the Bandicoots from Brisbane playing that. Then a song featuring the voice of Bill Scott. Not Alan Scott, but his brother Bill, who was a member of the Moreton Bay Bushwhackers, and a very Queensland song called the Old Palmer Song. So Charlie Sailor's Woman Song first from the Bandicoots, and then the Old Palmer Song from the Moreton Bay Bushwhackers.
My boys, and the wind is fair and free. The steamer's course is north, me boys, and the Palmer we will see. And the Palmer we will see, my boys, and Cooktown's muddy shore, where I've been told there's lots of gold, so stay down south no more. So blow your wind, say ho, your wind, we're digging, we will go. No more we'll stay down Moreton Bay, so let the music play. In spite of what I'm told, I'm off in search of gold, and make a push for the brand new rush a thousand mile away. They say the blacks are troublesome and spear both horse and man, the rivers all are deep and wide, no bridges them to span, no bridges them to span, me boys, and so you'll have to swim. But never fear the yarns you're here, and gold you're sure to win. So blow your winds, hey ho, a digging we will go. No more we'll stay down Moreton Bay, so let the music play. In spite of what I'm told, I'm off in search of gold, and make a push for the brand new rush a thousand mile away. Let us make a move, me boys, for that new promised land, and do the best you can, me boys, to lend a helping hand. To lend a helping hand, me boys, where the soil is rich and new. In spite of the blacks and the unknown tracks, we'll show what we can do. So blow your winds, hey ho, and a digging we will go. No more we'll stay down Moreton Bay, so let the music play. In spite of what I'm told, I'm off in search of gold, and make a push for the brand new rush a thousand miles away.
The Moreton Bay Bushwhackers. Everybody had a Bushwhackers back then. There were the Melbourne Bushwhackers that came after the Sydney or Heathcote Bushwhackers. Everywhere. Well, that was the Moreton Bay Bushwhackers and Bill Scott leading that song, the old Palmer song. Here's La Musgagna with Habas de Pesquera. I'm not sure what it means. It's Habas would normally be beans and Pesquera, well, who knows? It could be Easter, could be fish, could be any sort of thing.
Thank you.
play you another and final track from the featured album by the Phil Beer Band. This is Jimmy Buffett's classic, Volcano.
Don't wanna land on Three Mile Island, don't wanna see my skin glow. Don't wanna land on Comanche Sky Park or in Nashville, Tennessee. Don't wanna land on San Juan Airport or in the Yukon Territory. Don't wanna land in San Diego, don't wanna land in Busan Bay. Don't wanna land on Saddam Hussein, I got nothing I wanna say.
Well, the Volcano from Jimmy Buffett, and a few dated references in that one, but I think you get the idea. The Phil Beer Band singing one of, or Phil Beer singing one of Jimmy Buffett's songs, bringing Come All Ye to a shuddering halt for the day. We'll hear a little bit of music from Fiddler's Bid, some harp played by Katrina Mackay, and a bunch of fiddle players. Chris Stout, Andrew Gifford, Morris Henderson and Kevin Henderson. And all that's left for me to do is wish you well for the coming week. or however long it is until you hear another program of Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron. Thanks for your company. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.